If you can feel what I am feeling, then the truth is just believing. You're my diamond girl.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 297. I am your host, GPD, coming at you from Tokyo, Japan, home of the Tokyo Game Show, but kind of not really since it's in Chiba, but it doesn't matter because I was there. But guess who wasn't there? Wombat.
I was not there. They don't allow me into that country, after the incident.
What happened?
Well, I didn't know that there were rules about smuggling fish to and from. No one tells me these things.
Right.
Nor did I know there were rules about smuggling fish in your pants.
In your pants, no less.
Yeah, you know.
Wow. Shipwreck, you were also not there.
No, I took the Microsoft route this year.
Right, you're too big, too important.
Yeah, we got too much going on over here.
Right, why waste time in Japan where nobody's buying the Shipwreck posters in Japan, so.
Right. I'm a lot bigger in America than I am in Japan.
They don't have chili there.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about TGS. We're going to talk about Borderlands 2. I have some movie recommendations. Shipwreck, I know, is going to talk about NBA Baller Beats, which...
Yeah,
I know. At least Shipwreck is excited for it. I don't know about you guys, but Shipwreck, I'm sure, can't wait to talk about it. Talking about the new PS3, Wombat tried a gun, a super video game gun.
I did.
And we're talking about
the show.
We're going to talk about the Wii U with that big announcement. So, damn.
I like this intro, too.
You're like
laying it all out there.
I figured, well, I didn't have anything exciting to say about my life, so I figured I would just... skim the outline and read it to people. But I guess the first thing we should talk about this week, since we do have so much to talk about, is we'll talk about Tokyo Game Show. We'll go right into that. Now, I only went for... This is day... Right now, day two is happening. As you may or may not know, the first 2 days are the business days where it's not open to the public, and then the last 2 days are open to the public. The show is small. And it gets smaller every year. As we just mentioned, Microsoft is not there. It's the first time that they didn't show up, I think, at least since the launch of the Xbox 360. I'm guessing that they were here for the original Xbox. I don't know. I wasn't here for that. But every year, the show just gets smaller and smaller. So there's really no reason to even go for 2 days because you can see everything in like 2 hours. I played about 4 games, which is not a lot, I guess you could say.
What'd you play?
So I played. I don't want to wait in line, right? I'm not going to wait in line any more than 20 minutes for anything.
And at least that's a stretch.
What's that?
Even 20 minutes is a stretch.
20 minutes is a stretch, but what they do is they tell you how long the lines are. So it's like Disney, I guess, where they, you know what you're getting yourself into most of the time. So also, you know, you can pretty much guess that certain games aren't going to have any line, like anything from EA or, any first-person shooter for that matter. So the first thing I played was worried that EA wouldn't show up, but they piggyback on Sega's booth. I guess Sega publishes them here or helps them here in some way, or at least rents them part of their booth. I don't know. But I played Need for Speed Most Wanted, and they had the online play for the first time was being shown. At least that's what the guy said. And it was different than your standard, here's a race, go do that. It's one of these like objective based multiplayer games where the objectives keep changing. So when it starts off, it'll say, okay, everybody just meet at this spot. And then after you meet there, it'll give you, what your first objective was, which in this case was you have to be the fastest through a speed trap. You have like a minute to get the highest speed through the speed trap. And they assign points based on your order of finish. And you also get points for smashing into other cars, for taking out other cars. And then after that objective is over, you go to another meeting spot, and then it spits out another objective, and you repeat at least two more times, and then there's a winner, overall winner. And the other two objectives were there was a straight-up race, and then there was a jumping, who could jump over a highway the farthest. So it was pretty fun, but I don't know, like the, I don't know if it's because I was standing like 6 inches away from a 32-inch monitor, but the or because I'm been playing a lot of PC games lately, but the graphics looked really like blocky to me. So I don't know, but the gameplay was nice.
And you're just spoiled.
Certainly, it's I like Need for Speed, and I drove an Aston Martin Vantage V12, so that was good. But I came in second, in case you were wondering. I played Medal of Honor, the exact same level that we played, that we saw at PAX Ship.
Oh, okay. The single player.
The single player, except they didn't show the cutscenes. They just showed.
Oh, that was a big part of what we saw at PAX, which we can talk about now.
Right.
So.
Right. That was.
It was still an embargoed the last time we did a show.
Right. Do you remember anything about it?
Is this the game you almost cried during?
I remember that. There was a dude. I don't remember which one he was. Whether that was mother or
father.
No.
He was a father, though. He was a father.
He was a father, but I don't remember if that was mother or, like, the guy's call sign. I don't remember which one he was.
Boy, this is confusing.
Yeah, it is. There was his wife and his daughter, and there was some emotional stuff there.
Yeah, he was in a hospital bed. There was some sort of attack somewhere, or he was in a battle. I'm not sure. I forget. No, he was, like, a terrorist attack.
Yeah, it was a terrorist attack in a subway.
Right, and he's in the hospital, and like he's trying to get out, but they keep pulling him back in type situation, I think.
Right, I think he wants to go live with his family, but they need him to go do this mission.
Got it, right. And his daughter's there, and I don't know, it seemed out of the ordinary for, you know, a war-based first-person shooter to see like a scene with the guy's with his family, and... You know, I cried a lot. Not gonna lie. No, I didn't cry a lot, but if it was longer, I might have cried. And if Shipwreck wasn't sitting next to me, I might have cried. But they didn't show that part. They just showed the gameplay from the.
How'd you do this time? Did you get killed without shooting a bullet this time, like you did at PAX?
I died very quickly, but I shot a bullet. The first thing I did was shoot a bullet just so I could say...
Got that out of the way.
Just so I could say that didn't happen twice. I died once very quickly, but then I made it through the whole thing without dying again. The weird thing was there was no way... Remember like the big selling point from the demo we saw at PAX was that you could have two different scopes on your gun at the same time and you could switch between them?
Right. A scope and iron sights. You could go back and forth between the two.
Right. I think there was some name for that. And it's supposedly that really exists in the real world. I pushed every button on the controller and I couldn't get that to happen again, even though it was the exact same level. So I guess maybe they weren't either really stupid or they just weren't ready to reveal that to the five Japanese people who bothered to show up at that booth and play the game.
Maybe you had a gun that didn't do it.
I felt like I did. It was the same level. It was the same. I don't know.
Felt like you did.
Who knows? But whatever.
That game looks pretty nice, actually. Like it's got a nice level of like, I don't know, grittiness to it.
Right. Except unless you're attached by a 6-inch headphone cord to a 32-inch television, then it doesn't look so nice. But I still don't understand why they do that at trade shows. But okay, whatever. So that was the second game that I played.
Okay, so Tokyo Game Show so far. Need for Speed and Medal of Honor.
Very okay, Japanese.
I got a Japanese game coming up next.
Oh, okay.
Earth Defense Force 4, which was another game that had no line. They had
giant
like
bugs.
Maybe like 20 Xbox 360s there with that game up. And that was actually, oh no, there were other Xboxes there, I guess. Yeah, that game is... I liked, you know, I had fun with the last one that I played, which I guess was, 2017? Was that what it was called? I forget. But
yeah, 2017 is the one you played in an Insect Armageddon.
Right, was the one I didn't play.
Was the one you didn't.
It still looks pretty janky, you know, like everything's still clipping through everything else.
It's kind of their style.
Yeah, and it's like also their style when like an ant picks you up. And like throws you around and you're standing, if you're underneath like a subway platform, like there's just no way you can see anything because the camera doesn't pull back or make any concession for what's going on in the game. So
stylistic choice. Yes,
very, very stylistic. Yes. I like not being able to see anything. To me, like, I get that it's fun. I get the why people think it's fun. And I think it's fun too. It's fun to see Japanese people screaming when giant ants are devouring them and their city. But it just doesn't seem like a retail release game to me. It just, there's games that are on Xbox Live and PSN, you know, that are downloadable titles, $15 downloadable titles that look a lot better. So I have a hard time seeing why people would pay even close to a full I mean, I'm sure it's not a $60 title, but to me it seems like $15 or bust, and I feel like it would do a lot better too if they threw this up on Xbox Live or PSN and had a price like that. I feel like people would impulse buy it more, and you know, because there is a charm to it for sure. Unfortunately, I didn't. There were two characters you could take. One of them was like a girl in like a bird suit. And she could fly. Now, I didn't know that was an option until after I'd finished, so I didn't choose her. But so I guess that's something different than the previous games. So, yeah, that was the third game. Are you ready for the fourth game, Shipwreck?
I'm here, too.
It's Unfinished Swan.
Okay, another game we've already seen.
Now, the reason why I played that game was because the line was short again. The way the Sony booth was laid out was you had to wait online to be able to choose what game you wanted to play. Okay, so basically you're waiting online before you even like know what's going on. Then you get to the front of the line and you see there's a board and it shows you all the games that are available and how many minutes you have to wait to play each game. So I made my decision based on how long I would have to wait. So I chose the 7-minute wait for Unfinished Swan, which was really more like 15 minutes. But that game is cool. Like, you are basically in, and they said it again, that there's different levels that really change how the game works. But the level that they were showing was the same one that was at PAX, where you're in basically just a white space and you're throwing black paintballs around at, you know, with like first person shooter controls. And that's how you can see the level, is when how the paint splatters. Otherwise, it's just all white. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. That's the type of game.
It's going to make you cry when it comes out.
It might. Yeah, there's a boy and his mother was an artist and you're chasing. She made a painting about a swan. But guess what?
It's not finished.
It's not finished, dude.
Stop finishing the swan.
And you got to figure out what's going on with that.
And there was a chicken.
There's some chicken that's like not a swan. No, I think that's the swan. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure there were other birds that were not the swans.
Okay. That you have to
Do they have swans in Cincinnati?
I don't know. I like these unusual stylistic games that you tend to see more on PSN a little bit more than Xbox Live. But I don't know. I liked it. And those were the four games that I, you know, were willing to wait in line to play, a short line. But the rest of the show, I mean, it's basically like the mobile games are getting, there's more and more mobile games and less console games every year.
How big was Gree's booth?
It was giant. It was one of the biggest booths. It was just as big as Sony's booth. And, you know, even like the other big booths and even like Sega had a big like mobile section, and it's just like that part is growing and everything else is shrinking. Even the booth babes, like there were less booth girls this time around. But people were saying the consensus was that the quality of the booth girls went up while the quantity went down. So whatever that means, I don't know. But I don't know. To me, the show is just, compared to E3 and PAX, it's not even in like the same ballpark of quality. I mean, I have a good time because I get to see my friends and stuff. And, you know, certainly I'm at a game show. It's not like I'm, you know, getting root canal or something. But it is pretty hot in there as well.
Did you see the new PS3?
I did. While you were there? I saw the new. Yeah, I'm very excited that it's lighter. So when I bring it with me on the subway, you know, which I usually just carry my PS3 around with me every day, it'll be 20% lighter.
Does it have a handle? Because really, if it's going to be lighter, it might as well come with a handle.
You don't need no. It comes with straps.
Even better.
I don't know. Like, I guess that now's a good time to talk about the new PS3.
What's really to talk about?
I think most people seem to be surprised at the price.
It's absurd.
Is it more? It's more expensive, isn't it?
It's $300, I think, for the cheapest one.
The cheapest one is $269. That's the 250 gig, and that comes with Uncharted and a voucher for $30 worth of content in Dust 514.
Uh-huh.
And then there will be a non-bundled version for $250. And then there's a $300 500 gigabyte model that comes with Assassin's Creed. Oh, no. Excuse me. The 500 gigabyte one is $300, and that doesn't come with anything. And then there will be an Assassin's Creed bundle as well, but there's no price for that.
All of those prices seem really high.
Well, it seems like Xbox's strategy is they come out with like a budget model like that, just so ridiculously cheap, even though it doesn't, you know, it only comes with a limited amount of space. But Sony, I guess, I don't know. There must be a reason for it. I don't know what that is.
I mean, I guess they've done the math and figured out that they can do a smaller machine and sell some more copies of it. But I don't understand the need for this. Like, the last
thing is like a 500 gigabyte.
The PS3 is pretty small.
A 500 gigabyte model is, it's a large hard drive for this late in
the game.
This late in the cycle.
Because I have a launch PS3, 60 gigabyte. You do too, right, Wombat?
Yeah. My hard drive's full.
You have a 60?
Yeah, I have a 60, my hard drive. I think I have like 4 gigs left on it.
Yeah, I have like basically nothing on mine. But I feel like it's just too late in the game to buy a new PS3. For me, anyway. Like,
I have a launch one, and I put a 500 gig hard drive in it.
Right. That's another option. That's a much cheaper option. And something that I just discovered for the first time, because I bought NHL 13, because, you know, I bought the 360 version, but it was region locked. But PS3, they sell it right on PSN. So you can download the full release game, which is very convenient for me. What wasn't so convenient was that the game is 7.5 gigabytes, and you need twice as much space available on the hard drive to download any game. Which I didn't realize, and it kept telling me I don't have enough space, and I don't know why, because I'm looking at, it says I have 10 gigs free, and I'm like, that's, you know, I'm not great at math, but I know 10 gigabytes is more than 7.5, and then I Googled around, and I learned that you need to have twice as much space available so that the game can install itself. And it took about 9 hours to download and install that game, compared to 25 minutes on Steam when I download a similar sized game. So I don't know. I don't want to complain because
I think Sony just needed something for this holiday season to stick out there. I think something new. This is. Yeah, something new. And unfortunately they're pricing it at the same price essentially as the Wii U, which is brand new and much more expensive than what the 360 bundles are.
Do you think they could have gotten away with 160? They currently have a 160 gigabyte for $200.
See, that would make sense, though.
That would make sense.
Then you have, you know, a low price system. I mean, I think what you want to do is you want to have a low price system out there just to get people who would, you know, it's more of an impulse buy. It's more of a okay, you know, $200 or. I could roll with that, but
I would say at this point you probably have, if you don't already have a PS3, you probably have something else if you're listening to this show. So I don't know. Is that the model that's going to make you jump on a PS3 if you don't have one already?
No, it would be a cheap one.
Exactly,
it would be something cheaper because it's the same price, right? Like if the price was probably what was turning you off before. So I don't think it was like, oh, that, you know, that 160 gigabyte hard drive is just too small for me. I'm waiting for like Mega Drive. So I don't know. That seemed weird. But it looks nice and I guess it looks smaller. But for me, I wouldn't buy it. I mean, there's no reason. Mine works fine, even though it's loud. Is your PS3 loud, Wombat?
It sounds like a lawnmower.
It sounds like an old Xbox.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that was basically TGS for me. I did, I met up with the Play Asia guys. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Play Asia started doing a video, like a show, what do you call that? Video show? Internet?
A webcast? TV
show. And they were very nice, and they did an interview with me there. So that should probably be up on Play Asia at some point. It was a lot of fun. And I also did some TV interview with, you know, I don't even know who it was with. It was a guy who used to work for Bloomberg, and I used to do stuff with him, and he's freelancing, and I think it's like some Chinese thing now. I don't even know. CCTV? I forget what it was, but so if you want to see
closed circuit television,
look at me.
You did an interview for their security camera?
What?
CCTV, that's closed circuit television.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think there was a room in the back where people were just watching this guy walk around. I don't know. So that was TGS. I had a good time. I hung out with the Screw Attack guys a lot. Hopefully we'll do so this weekend as well. But it's always great seeing everybody. It's, you know, everyone's really nice and it's fun. It's fun to be in this industry. And, you know, in when I say I'm in the industry, I put imaginary quotes around it. But
was Square Enix there?
They were there.
Okay. You didn't stop by there and check out Hitman or Tomb Raider or anything?
I didn't. You know, their location was really, it was like in the corner somewhere. So I walked by there once and I saw that they had Hitman playing on a screen. But I, you know, it's coming out soon. I'm buying it anyway. And, you know, why even bother looking at it? I don't know if they had Tomb Raider. I didn't see it. Doesn't mean they didn't have it there. And I've watched people play Tomb Raider at PAX and at E3, and you know the game looks ridiculous. So, you know, I don't need to really look at it anymore. What else do I need to know about it? It looks fucking ridiculous. I'm definitely buying it. That's like my attitude now about a lot of these games. Like they had Assassin's Creed at the PS3 booth, but
yeah, you don't need to look at that.
I've seen it. It looks awesome. What else? I don't want to really know anything else about it. Except like what day it's coming out, and you know, I don't know. It's already buying it. So I also use, you know what? I also use that new, well, I don't even think it's out yet. The Razer Blade, the gaming laptop, the super high end gaming laptop that has the touchpad on it is actually an LCD screen or some sort of screen. So it changes based on what game you're playing, and it has buttons on it that actually have little screens underneath them too that change on based on what game you're playing. That thing is pretty wild, but it's also pretty expensive. Let's see. Should we do some Watch This Bitches? I don't know what else I have to say about Tokyo Game Show, really. I mean,
I think you've talked enough.
It just doesn't compare at all to E3 or PAX. It's like not, it's, you know, it's tiny. It's just tiny. Hopefully, I did an audio boo, which is probably going to sound a lot like what I just said if you want to check that out somehow.
You could tack it on to the end of this show.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
All right, I was trying to help you out.
Let's do some Watch This Bitches. I see that somebody saw Jiro Dreams of Sushi, and I think I'm guessing it's Shipwreck.
It was. It was me and Mrs. Shipwreck sat down and watched that.
Was that before or after you went to the sushi place that had all the like all those trademark violation rolls?
The Fruit Ninja. Fruit Ninja roll.
There was like five of those rolls that were clearly trademark violations.
Those weren't even all the rolls they had. They had the 007 roll.
Right, and yeah. I'm sure these are all officially licensed by their trademark.
But was the 007
the Cincinnati
roll.
Reds roll.
What did you get?
So did you watch the movie before or after you went to that?
I watched the movie before.
Ah, and that got you fired up.
That got me fired up. I needed to go have some high-quality Cincinnati Reds rolls.
What did you think of the movie? The documentary?
Kind of boring.
Boring?
Kind of boring.
What?
It was good, but kind of boring. I don't know. It was a documentary. It was fine. That's just like
you weren't
what I
moved
took away from
by
it.
This man who's dedicated his life to an art.
I was
form
kind of saddened by this man
because just, he was just so it's so like that's his life.
Yeah, I was just like so focused on just his work. Right. And like they never show like the wife or
right.
And like they don't even mention like if she's still around, if she's dead, if right. they got divorced.
You feel like it doesn't even matter. And even with like the kids, like there's no sense. The kids are, I mean, they're grown men, but they're his proteges in the sushi business, and you never get any feeling like he has any feelings towards them except that he's teaching them sushi. You know, that you never see like any affection, right?
That sounds right. awful.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
What's that, Wombat? I don't know. I'm having a hard time hearing you, Wombat. I don't know.
Really?
If having the same problem.
Can you hear me, Shipwreck?
There's some Skype issues going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say because I look like I'm fine. Well, no wonder you're not responding to anything I've been asking you.
Right. Yeah. I have a hard time. I don't know. Turn off your porn torrents.
I don't have any porn torrents. I'm trying to download Jiro Dreams of Sushi. No, I'm just kidding.
Who?
Jiro right. Dreams of Sushi.
Yeah. So you didn't like it that much?
No, I liked it fine. It was fine. Like, it's a good documentary. Like, it's well shot and everything. And you get to see, like, a lot of interesting, like, areas of Tokyo and stuff. So it's good for that. I just...
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
Right. You're not a Japan nerd, so you didn't like love it like a lot of other people did. But yeah, I could see why you could think it's a little why it's a little slow, I guess.
I just like the whole thing, I just kept on wondering like what's going on with the wife?
Right.
Like
yeah, you never got the idea that the guy ever spent any time with his children that didn't involve sushi.
I don't know how this guy procreated.
Right. Exactly. Maybe his wife like put like sushi around her vagina or something, and he like thought he was making a hand roll, or I don't know. That probably didn't happen. And now I'm gonna throw up. Excuse me. Excuse me. Well, I have a movie that you won't think is boring. I have two movies that you won't think is boring. The first is a movie called Raid: The Redemption.
I've heard that's very good.
Yes, it's in fact apparently the new Judge Dredd movie. Is basically the same exact plot, except with Judge Dredd in it. It's an Indonesian movie, you know, so it has subtitles, but it's 99% ass kicking and very little dialogue. So if you hate subtitles, like don't worry about it. In fact, this movie has more like martial arts ass kicking like per minute than like any movie I've ever seen. Like even those Hong Kong movies, which I watch a lot of. It's almost all ass kicking. It's basically this squad of police SWAT dudes go into this shitty apartment complex, which is filled with drug dealers and criminals, and they have to go up floor by floor. It's like a video game plot, like to get to the boss. And it's all just this, whatever this, I forgot the name of the Indonesian martial art that's displayed in the movie, but it's just nonstop brutal people getting their backs broken over things and kicked in the face. It's awesome. It's really like incredible. It's like incredible action. The other movie that I want to recommend it's another foreign movie. It's a Norwegian movie called Headhunters. And it's a thriller, you would call it. It's very, it has a similar vibe to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo in that it's a little bit like sick and depraved. It's about this guy who's a headhunter, like a corporate headhunter. He fills positions at companies, but he's got a lot of debt. So to make money, he sets up these burglaries. He steals art out of people's homes and then sells them, like expensive art. And then sells.
Well, why would you sell? Why would you steal cheap art
for people? And he knows that the guys are at the job interview, and then he breaks into their house and steals their art. But it's pretty dark and it's pretty crazy and it's awesome. It's on iTunes. It's probably on Amazon and other places. They're actually making an English version of it. That's how good it is. Much like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but it's called Headhunters. Definitely, it has like a 98. Rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's awesome. It's awesome. You should check it out. Woo! Woo! So that was 30 minutes already, huh?
Yes, you spoke for 30 minutes.
I just spoke for 30 minutes. Should we do some... I mean, I guess we'll do the show feedback since you took the time to put it on the outline. I guess sort of screwed up the order of the show, but
that's okay. Hey, can you hear me at least a little bit now, at least? Yeah. Better? Eh?
I can hear you. Go for it.
And Chumley has to say, damn, GP, you are lucky to have met Jiro. He really is a master at creating edible art. Another great show, by the way. And I don't mind the movie talk at the beginning at all. By the way, Wombat, GM stands for general manager when it applies to NHL 13, not game master. Jokes are for your listening pleasure.
Now you know.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, people should know Wombat's humor by now. He's he knew what it meant. Come on.
Some people.
Come on, people. What else we got?
Banodyne says, even though it's not Injustice, Cheapy should buy Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe for Ty. It's cheap now. He's 4 and will still love the game. I recommend that as well.
Why are you laughing?
What? Mortal Kombat for a 4-year-old?
Well, it's still rated T. There's no blood in Mortal Kombat versus DC.
It's pretty violent.
It's no more or less violent than the DC Universe game is going to be. Injustice.
Right.
Injustice is going to be just as violent.
I think the characters are scarier, though.
What, a guy dressed like a ninja? Ninjas aren't scary. Trust me, I know that firsthand. My daughter's obsessed with them now. We can talk about that later.
I think you should wait for Injustice.
I will. Yeah, I'm not looking to inundate him with fighting games. If he, you know, he keeps asking for Injustice.
If he ends up liking the Mortal Kombat characters, then you're kind of stuck because there's nothing else Mortal Kombat that.
Well,
is
you could get the game. He could get the game and never use the Mortal Kombat characters. He could just play matches with the DC characters for $15. That might be worth it.
I don't know. I can wait. I'm not in a rush to introduce video games to him. Like more video games. Like I you know, car games. It's okay. It's, you know, Lego Batman was fine, but I don't go out of my way really to find games to play so Ty can play more video games. He plays enough on the iPad and stuff. Probably too much. So I appreciate the recommendation, and it's probably a good one. But yeah, I'm gonna just wait until he keeps bothering me about the Injustice, so I'll just satisfy him when that comes out. Yeah,
I do recommend nipping it in the bud. I had this problem with Mark the Ninja. I think I mentioned it briefly last week. Sabrina sneaking out of her bed and watching me play the game from the shadows like
and
a ninja.
And stabbing me
with a kitchen knife. The other night when I was playing the game before I had finished it, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, I'm playing the game. And I thought I heard something, so I stood up, and Sabrina tried to run back into bed in the dark before I could catch her.
Uh-oh.
And all I heard was the thwack of her running right into her own closed door. Poor Sabrina. That, and she told everyone in school about the ninja game, all the preschool kids.
Oh, no.
So I go in there, and I go to pick her up. I was, you know, Rosh Hashanah, I picked her up. And I go to pick her up, and all of her little preschool friends are like, Sabrina told us about your game. I have a game, too. It has Dora in it. What's in your game?
Strangulation.
Yeah. Well, this one time I stabbed a guy, and then I hung him to a tree. It was pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yep.
Anything else here? Should we do
new releases?
We should do new releases.
Did you select winners, Wombat? For the
yeah, they're on
cards?
There. You just those guys. There's a list.
Where's the list?
Oh. All the feedback people that I chose. Oh, all, there's
well,
like six.
There's some
there.
More feedback guys that you
didn't. Right, why don't you say all their names then is what right. I was kind of
okay,
getting
at it was six
there.
Codes, right? Was it six codes? Before I read
work,
six names,
work.
I want to confirm the amount of codes that we have to give away.
There was seven codes, actually.
Seven codes? So I'm, even though I'm off. Cause yes. So NC Humley one or N Chumley, Banodyne, Struddles 89, Riptard, and Deletion were the names that I picked.
Okay, and there's going to be, what's 1, 2, 3, 4... Five. So you need to pick two more.
Two more? Okay.
Okay. That's your job for,
two
the,
more
for
people.
This week.
Got it.
In addition to your real job and family life. new releases?
Yes. Borderlands 2. It is out.
Yay.
It is good. It's a lot like Borderlands 1, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But they've just tweaked enough to make it a good sequel.
It's not enough Call of Duty.
Didn't hear a word
you said. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hang up on Wombat and dial him back.
Why don't you do that? Maybe that'll work.
That could help.
If I can figure that out. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to hang up on Wombat. And then... then what happens? Let's see. Whoop. Wombat. Bum, 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 bum. I think I know why I like this one better, but I'm going to wait till see if Wombat comes back on.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
Is this better?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, I was making the joke that it was that Borderlands 2 is not enough like Call of Duty. That's what I said.
That's the Wall Street Journal review. I read that. I saw you guys ripping on it.
That review was pretty bad. Everybody needs to read that review and realize how not to emulate that.
And it's not about the guy not liking the game. It's not that at all. Yeah, no, it's okay if he doesn't like it. But the review is just... I had my wife read it, and she thought it was fake. She thought it was like an Onion review.
Right. Hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I've only... How much have you... I know Shipwreck has played a lot. Have you finished it, Ship?
I haven't because I keep starting over with new characters. I have like one character that I'm playing with Mrs. Shipwreck, and that character's like a level 18. And then that's my commando. Mm-hmm. And then I have a Gunzerker that's a level, I don't know, 13, I think, that I've been playing as well on Xbox. And then on PC, I've been playing as the assassin character. And nice. I'm like a level 12.
Which one do you like the best? Which character?
I know I like the Gunzerker the least.
Okay. Is that because he's like the dual wielding dude?
Yeah, his power is dual wielding. And the way the powers works is you have to like, you can use it and then he can dual wield for a little while and then you have to recharge that.
But you can't use the scope. You can't scope in when you're dual wielding, right?
Right.
So that's kind of a big disadvantage, I would feel.
Well, it's that, and like to be able to use his power really is like because you can't use the scope is because so you just have to go running in guns blazing all the time.
Okay. So Gunzerker style,
right? At least early in the game, you're going to die a lot doing that.
Hmm. Right, because you can't scope in, so you can't. You got to be close.
Right. So you're in there doing Gunzerkers. It's harder to aim too because there's a lot going on. So I'm not too partial on the Gunzerker currently. It's probably better if you're playing with four people and that one person just goes rushes in and everybody else can kind of stick back. The commando I think is a good starting point if you're coming into Borderlands. That's who I'm using.
That's who I'm using too.
Yeah, that turret is pretty good.
I figured that would help me and make up for my lack of... I'm playing on PC, and I figured that would make up for my mouse and keyboard shortcomings.
Oh, you're not using a gamepad?
Wait, why aren't you using the gamepad?
Because I want to use mouse and keyboard.
Interesting.
I want to hone my skills. I like it. I'm getting used to it. I'm feeling it now. I feel like... I don't know, it feels weird. Like, I feel like more connected, sort of, when I'm playing on PC. I don't know if it's the mouse and keyboard or if it's because I'm just physically so close to the screen. I don't know, but I feel a lot more connected to Borderlands 2 than I did to the first Borderlands. But it also could be the writing in the game is like, it's funny. Like, Claptrap is funny.
He was funny the last time, but it's just kind of annoying. There's more writing. The writing is denser in this one.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I like the bad guy, too.
Yeah. That's a big improvement. The last game didn't really have a bad guy, per se.
It was just like a corporation, evil corporation.
Yeah. Like, at least I don't remember, and I played a lot of that game. There wasn't like an overall arch enemy that you were...
No, you were just looking for the vault, and everyone you ran into had a hint or a clue about where to find the vault.
Right, or was trying to get the vault.
Or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, first of all, the game looks amazing on PC.
It's night and day. It really is.
It looks like a you're playing a beautiful, not just a cartoon, but like a beautiful cartoon, like a high-end motion picture feature animation deal. Yeah, and I don't know. I guess maybe because I'm playing on PC, like it feels more like an RPG as well, like because I'm moving my inventory around with the mouse and stuff like that. I don't know, but I feel, and even though I've only played like an hour, I'm thinking about the game when I'm not playing it.
Like you've only played an hour?
I don't know, maybe more, maybe a little more.
You've probably played more.
Okay, I'm not sure. I've only had like two solid sessions, so maybe a little more. But it's one of those games where I'm thinking about it when I'm not playing it. Like when I was at TGS, I was thinking, you know, if I go home now, I could maybe sneak in like a half an hour.
I've been having Borderlands dreams.
Oh no.
They're the worst. I never find any good loot. It's just me walking around and like busting up those little piles of stuff and then finding crap and then opening up the little tackle boxes and the little crates and everything. And that's all I do in my dreams is I'm just looking around for something good.
And there's nothing good.
Not in my dreams. In the game, I've found decent stuff.
Right. It is a little overwhelming even in the game, the amount of stuff. Also, your inventory is so limited at the beginning, what you can carry. I feel like
a lot of it is kind of junky anyway. So.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this is junk.
But I found a pistol that has a nice scope on it and it has exploding ammo. It shoots basically like little rockets, you know, that explode on impact.
I have to thank Mild Mattered Man who was in my game, and he gave me a shotgun that when you reload it, you throw like a ghost version of it that explodes. So it's like a grenade.
You realize that's every gun from the TDR maker does that.
Whatever, it's awesome. I don't care.
I agree that it is awesome, but that's a new thing in this one too, is the different manufacturers, they all feel different.
They have like something, some common...
Yeah, they all have a common feature, like the TDRs or whatever. You throw those when you reload them and they explode like grenades. There's another one where I think it's – might be the Hyperions. I can't remember. One of them, it makes you fire really fast. And then the other two have something too. But they all have – one of them, when you scope in, then it fires really fast. That's one of the other manufacturers. So they've done a lot of the stuff the same as the first game, but they've just improved on it. And the challenges stuff is so much better now. Like the challenges in the last game, which is stuff like kill 10 skags, and it's just stuff that like accumulates as the game goes on. Now they've in the first game, it gave you XP once you got whatever the challenge was. In this one, it adds a whole nother leveling system, which is the badass leveling system. And as you accumulate these challenges, you earn badass tokens that you can cash in to improve percentages, like do 1% greater gun damage or have your shield be like regenerate 1% quicker. And all of those badass things that you earn apply to every character that you make. So it's not just the character you're playing as.
It's pretty badass.
It is.
That's
very cool.
It's pretty awesome.
I like it a lot. I like it when I do something and then something pops up and tells me, oh, and you got a badass point. And I'm like, that's awesome. Thank you, game. But here's a question. Maybe you know, what is the purpose of having you be able to shut off your badass bonus? Is that something you think you would ever do? Because you could shut it off. Mm. You could turn it on or
off. Yeah, you can't shut it off. I have no... Like, well, that's turning off the perks.
Yeah, the perks.
I think you would still get the challenges.
Yeah, I think you would. I just don't know why you'd not want the perks.
More
maybe
challenge?
To challenge yourself? Yeah.
Maybe there's an achievement for that or something?
I don't know.
Could be.
Anyway, I'm into it so far. I'm curious to see if I can stick with it. Because I don't know. Maybe I never really got it sucked into Borderlands 1. I played it for a little while and I don't know. But this one, I feel like even playing by yourself, it seems fun.
Like, well, sometimes I
played the split screen a lot with Mrs. Shipwreck, yeah. Which the split screen on it's great. You can have it either vertical or horizontal. And
which is how you and Mrs. Shipwreck like it.
That either way, it's good for me.
Right.
The way the game scales is really good when you have more people in it too. Like you get harder enemies, which give better loot. There's more enemies with more players. So it's really smart how they put it together.
Cool. So we all like it a lot.
We yeah. do all
the
like
assassin
it.
Class is good too. We didn't talk about him.
He's the more melee type dude.
What's his name?
He's
Zero?
A sniper. Yeah. His name's Zero. He's a sniper / melee guy, and his power puts like a decoy version of himself out there. And so then you can sneak up behind people and melee them. It's cool. It's pretty good. And the Maya, the siren,
mm-hmm.
She's like one of the blue chicks in Mass Effect.
Ooh.
So she can hold people up in the air while other people shoot at them. So that's what Mrs. Shipwreck is. So she'll put somebody way up in the air, and I'll throw – I'm playing with a commando, so I throw the turret out and then snipe the guy while he's up in the air. It's gotcha. Good. It's,
yeah.
It's very good.
I look forward to talking about this game more in the near future when I've hopefully stayed up late this weekend and played a lot of it.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get to play some this weekend as well. My wife is away for most of the week, which made me parent. So game playing wasn't really on my agenda.
Is there anything else that came out this week that we need to talk about?
Well, do we want to talk about... do we want to talk about Joe Danger that came out on Friday?
I think we talked.
Did we talk about it?
We talked a little bit of it last week. It was still kind of under embargo last week.
Oh, okay.
I finished it. I have a review that I really just need to push out onto the site at some point here.
Okay.
It's good. It's a lot like the last game. I think if you haven't played the last one, that just go ahead and jump into this one. But it's very similar.
It's fun. Okay. I enjoy it. You could dress up like a bear.
Win.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else here?
I played a very little bit of Torchlight 2 that came out as well.
What did you think? Because I know you played a little bit. Well, you played a lot of Diablo 3.
Yeah, I played a lot of Diablo 3. I didn't ever finish it. I'm near the end.
Right. That was one of the questions in the CAG bag from Thomas Reese. You wanted to know which we liked better.
I haven't played enough of Torchlight 2 yet to say. I mean, Torchlight 2 coming out the same week as Borderlands 2 is
a weird decision.
That's kind of tough because they cater to the same crowd.
Loot whores?
Yeah. So I'll get into it. I just haven't gotten much of it. And that other loot game came out too, that Realms of Ancient War for Xbox Live Arcade. I think that's a loot game as well, but who knows? That's enough new releases, I think.
Okay.
Oh, Little Big Planet Vita came out kind of at GameStop.
That's a GameStop exclusive? Oh, no, it just only came out first at GameStop.
Yeah, came out first at GameStop.
I heard good things about it, but I haven't really seen it or played
it. I've played it some, like not since it's been released, but I played it at PAX last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like Little Big Planet, that seemed like it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's do a quick ad for our friends at GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. You can go to GoDaddy.com and get 10% off any order with CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order with CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. So yeah, what's next?
We have a contest.
Another contest.
Just for one code though. But,
okay.
It's kind of a promo for them as well.
Okay.
That Indie Royale at IndieRoyale.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's Royale Al with an E at the end. Royale.
Right.
With cheese.
Royale. Yes.
Right. I see that Lunar Flight is on this bundle, which I paid $10 for, and that the bundle can be bought for $5.59, and it comes
It's a really good bundle, yeah.
A lot of other games.
Yeah, Lunar Flight, Swords and Soldiers is a great game, and
I know
get
you
the
like
DLC
that.
With it. I've been playing Bunny Must Die, which is the only way you can get Bunny Must Die right now is in this bundle.
Hmm.
It's a 2D 32-bit/16-bit Castlevania-style game.
Hmm.
So really tough, but really kind of cool too. It has a almost shmup-like quality to it as well, because you can shoot things in 360 directions. Like, you can pick which way you want to fire your weapon, and the bosses also send out kind of waves of bullets at you when you're fighting them. Seemed pretty cool, though. And then it also comes with Q Lion E. I don't know how to pronounce that game.
Right.
I've played that one as well. That was pretty good. Both of those last two games are from Rock and Android.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with Flying Red Barrel, another shmup. Sequence, that is like a rhythm game, I think. Like a rhythm game RPG. And then Cute Things Dying Violently is also in there. So $5.59 currently for six games. 7 games.
Sounds cheap.
That's pretty good. And we're giving away one code for it. So I'll just pick somebody out of the show thread.
Okay. So multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff. Is it time for Wombat to tell us about his experience with the Fear Master? Is that what it was called?
I believe that is what it's called. I'll tell you in 2 seconds. I have that open. It is called the Fear Master controller, which is the new controller for Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2013, which comes out next month. I had some hands-on time with the game today. I got to play a couple of modes. It was funny because the guy was demoing it, and he was telling me how, you know, at this particular point in the game, you're going to be surrounded by a pride of lions. If you can kill the male lion before, you know, it's too late, the other lions will scatter. And then it's really difficult. He was telling me how difficult it is. So right. He hands me the gun, and I go, and he's, before he could tell me not to do anything, of course, I move a step forward and the lions come in.
Right.
And the way this game works is it registers, it has metal plates on the gun where your hands would go comfortably. And it measures your heart rate. And if your heart rate is moving too fast, if it's poor, so to speak, if you're nervous, it affects your vision, how steady the gun, the sight will be, and your ability to aim. So you can't, like, zoom in and aim if you're really nervous. The gun just kind of shakes around, and it's hard to control.
How nervous are you going to be playing?
Shooting a fake lion.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's a lion on the TV set. He might come through the TV and kill me?
Exactly. I killed the lion in one shot. On my first shot. He's like, oh, you must be very confident. I'm like, yes, that's yes. You got me.
Normally when I see a lion on television, I just shit my pants or have a heart attack. But today I must be feeling especially healthy.
What they do in the game, which I thought was kind of, you know, a fun idea, is when you're walking around, like you'll be walking around in the forest and you'll walk, you know, near a bush and like a bunch of birds will fly out of that bush to kind of startle you a little bit.
Right.
You know, some classic old movie type scares to kind of get your heart rate up a little bit.
Did it work?
No. But it does it.
Right.
It does look like, you know, these light guns are always a lot of fun. And this one has a nice little gimmick to it, which could, you know, definitely works. So I could see it being fun. It has a horde mode in it, which it didn't have before, where you just fight waves and waves of different animals.
What? That sounds all right, actually.
Yeah. So, and you could play that with a you could play that with a standard controller.
Like it would be interesting to see that concept of the heart rate monitor, aka the Wii vitality sensor, with a game that is actually supposed to be like a scary game, like Slender or, I don't know, is Resident Evil really scary? Slender's that game that I played.
I know what that
PC
game is.
Game.
I watched the video. Yeah.
Right. So like that, I was legitimately scared. Like, I don't know like that my heart. Increased my heart rate increased that who knows, but so you like it.
I did. I liked it. It was fun. Yeah, I like the Fear Master. You know, it comes out next month. We'll probably know more then. They gave me a nice hat. Also, I should mention they gave me a hat.
Yes,
is it a baseball hat or a safari hat?
It is a base. Unfortunately, it's a baseball hat. I think
it measure any of your body logistics?
Yes, it measures how big my head is.
So take your cholesterol. what else we got here at multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Well, this is something I was
on an NBA Yeah, I was on an NBA 2K13 conference call today.
Why? Well, you like the game.
I do like the game. It's my hockey game.
Right.
Like, you like your hockey game. I like my basketball game.
Okay.
No, it was, they were some interesting tidbits that came out of there. Like, Jay-Z, you know, he's the executive producer. Mm-hmm. You've heard that?
I did hear that.
For NBA 2K13, which sounds ridiculous. Like, that sounds like...
It's not like they paid him just to say that he was the producer. Yeah,
like, he doesn't need to do anything. But, like, it actually turns out that, like, he did do stuff. Like, he did the whole... Or he selected the whole soundtrack, which is... You'd expect him to do that.
The soundtrack looked really good. I remember seeing the list. Even I, who don't know anything about new... It had, like, some stuff that I knew what it was, so...
Yeah, and they have all... They were saying they have all the music videos, too, in the game. Oh. And they, like, cut them up with, like, highlights and everything.
Nice.
So, that's kind of... Yeah, he, like, affected a lot of the presentation-wise. But he also, like, when they were trying to put the Dream Team together, he was adamant that they had to get Charles Barkley. Like, they presented it to him. They're like, but we don't have Charles Barkley. So he, like, made some phone calls and got Charles Barkley in the game.
But not Scottie Pippen.
I thought he was in it now. They got Scottie
Pippen later. He's in there now.
Oh, they got him.
Yeah, Beyonce called him.
Yeah. Right.
No, I think, like, some dudes showed up at his house that worked for Jay-Z.
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Right. No. Scarier dudes.
No one's scarier than Charles Barkley. No.
You be in this game.
Nice. Classy.
Yeah. So
I am not a role model.
But it sounds awesome. It sounds like they're also doing the build a team mode with the cards and everything as well.
Oh, yeah, like the ultimate team.
Yeah, they're introducing that type of thing too.
I look forward to hearing how much money you spend on that.
I really just like playing with the legends. Like, yeah. That's my thing. Is like, and you can play all the legends teams now against all the other teams just from the start.
That's so, all. I'm so jealous. I wish NHL had that.
And you can play the Dream Team against any of the other teams too. So that's pretty awesome. Like, I'm hoping I can just like play a season as the Dream Team.
Yeah. Domination.
Yeah.
Cool. What else we got here? Wombat.
Everyone at BioWare retired.
Everyone?
Everyone. Now the doctor's retired.
Is that before or after they wrote the ending to Mass Effect?
That is probably before. Now the two founders of BioWare retired this week.
Which should surprise nobody. I mean, you know, I don't think you sell your company to like a giant corporation because, you know, we hated being the boss. It was just so much pressure to have to make these decisions and to work for ourselves. And, you know, I like people to tell us what to do, you know? So, yeah, obviously this was...
One of them is retiring to start like his own beer.
Yeah, because now he's mega, mega wealthy. Yep. From the EA buys, hey, why don't I just dump some money down this toilet and start a beer company? Why not? I got too much.
Yes.
So, okay. So that's...
How does this help your confidence for Dragon Age 3, Wombat?
I don't think they had much of a hand in the Dragon Age games. I don't think that was really their baby as much as... Well, I don't think either one of them has really had a hand in a game in quite some time. The two founders. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. Just, you know,
your Wombat instincts?
Based on my Wombat instincts, based on, you know, they were running the company. I don't think, I think after they sold it to EA, they were probably less hands-on, which has happened right around Dragon Age. But I'm not saying they did nothing. I'm sure they had, you know. They were brewing beer. I'm sure they had an interest in what was going on, but to say that there weren't other creative minds...
Right,
authoring these games, I don't think they were the ones spearheading the plot points. Is what I'm where I'm going, which is something they may have done in the early days. You know, when they were working on PC games in the 90s.
Right, they were too busy buying Lamborghinis
or something, probably. But I'm sure they were aware of the games and were, you know, and the quality of the game reflects on them. But I don't think they were writing the storylines, so to speak.
Okay.
So, and I know that, they also talked about a new Mass Effect coming. New DLC coming and a new Mass Effect coming.
Surprise, there's a new Mass Effect coming.
Yeah, so.
For this generation of systems? No.
They didn't say that. They just said a new Mass Effect.
Gotcha. Well, Shipwreck, Now is your time to shine, buddy.
Well, I talked a lot about NBA Baller Beats last week. But
where's the video?
Okay. We can talk about the video.
Yes.
It's coming. It's soon. I shot a whole bunch of footage. I recorded, like, the setup I have downstairs. I have the green screen. So I'm recording myself with my HD camera, and then at the same time I'm game capturing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that iMovie doesn't allow you to change what, like, the green screen. Like, the green screen stuff works fine, but I'm centered in the middle of the screen, and I can't move myself in iMovie. So it was It was either pay $200 to get better video editing software or just stand off to the side and reshoot. And so that's what I'm going to be doing, is standing off to the side and reshooting.
Right.
But that's a good game. One of my friends came over last weekend and we played it for probably, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours.
That sounds very sweaty.
Well, it's not quite as sweaty when you are alternating back and forth. Like, one person does a song and the other person just sits on the floor and catches his breath.
Right.
But yeah, I sweat a lot when I play this game, and I'm onto the hardest difficulty now. I've 5-starred everything up through the normal pro difficulty, and I'm working on 5-starring all the baller difficulty.
Wow. But still no leaderboards though, right?
No leaderboards. Those are coming in a patch, and the 360 I've been playing on isn't even connected to live, so I'll have to get that going when the leaderboards go up, I guess.
Right. But cool.
I hope it does all right. Like, I hope some people buy it, because it's a fun game.
How many does your Target have in stock?
None.
Oh, see?
You bought the one. My Target did have one when I was there on Sunday.
Right. So it sounds like the Targets are stocking one. Like the Vita.
There you go.
What else do we got here? So let's talk about the Wii. Did we all watch the Wii?
The press conference? Yep, I watched it.
The Wii U, right?
Whatever. Now we had a bet going, and I should clarify, when I didn't even realize I said the put it on the board line, which does come from the Fantasy Focus Football podcast, and I said it, you know, as a reference, not as I'm trying to steal their idea. So a lot of people complained about that in the show thread. I'm not trying to steal someone else's idea. I was paying homage to something that I enjoy.
Right. I'll buy that for $1.
Exactly. Anyway, so
I just made that up, by the way.
Did you? Yep. See, look at that. Now people are going to complain that you stole that from whatever. Did you see the new costume, by the way? I like how I hijacked.
What costume?
New RoboCop costume.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yep. Okay.
It was, so the original leak was basically right.
For the most part. I mean, I'm going to wait until the final movie comes out. I think the matte blackness leaves a lot of room for digital touching up in post.
Yeah, sure. Of course. So, I will still remain optimistic because I hope it's good. I want it to be good, but we'll see. So back to the Wii U. So we were... Well, I was the most wrong about the... I said it was going to be $249. We tried to guess the price, and I said $249 or $250 with Nintendo Land and a Wiimote. We all said that it would come with a Wiimote, and we were all wrong.
Yeah, which I think is a mistake, but we could get into that later.
But I was way off, because the cheapest one, it's $300 and $350 for the one with more storage and with Nintendo Land. So nobody went above $300. Both you guys said $300. Wombat said Nintendo Land and one Wiimote. And Shipwreck said $300, one Wiimote, and maybe a demo. So we were all thought it would be a lot cheaper.
Well, I would say Shipwreck was the closest, because...
Oh, yeah, because he said $299, and yeah, but it doesn't come with
the Wiimote. I really didn't want to put that Wiimote in there either, but
right.
I don't know. It seemed like they had to put one in there,
right.
And they didn't.
The mistake with that is the problem, well, not a problem with the Wii, but it could be viewed that way, is that there's the Wiimote and there's the Wiimote with Wii Motion Plus. And not every game uses Wii Motion Plus on the Wii, but games should use Wii Motion Plus because it is a vast improvement over games that do not have Wii Motion Plus. It is night and day. It's PC graphics to console graphics, to use it in a term that that cheapy will understand.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for dumbing it down for me.
That's what I'm here for. So I do have one Wii Motion Plus adapter, but I don't have the one that actually comes with it in one piece. And there are probably a lot of people out there that still don't have Wii Motion Plus. For Nintendo to release a new console, and I haven't heard one way or another, is Wii Motion Plus the standard for these new games?
They haven't said that the other one won't be compatible, but I guess the question is, are the games that come out for the Wii U, will they require
Wii Motion?
Yeah, because why would you? Yeah, because
why would you
weird.
Take that step backwards and right, have they right. literally split their market before the console has even come out? Like, one of the great things about a new console cycle is that if you did split your market with a peripheral like a Kinect or a Move or a Wii Motion Plus, you're back to zero. But they're releasing a console potentially with that split market unless there's a standard applied to all new Wii U games, whether it be Wii Motion Plus or not Wii Motion Plus. And to not include that Wiimote in the bundle really just means that that $299, if you don't have a Wii Motion Plus, is really $350, or that $350 will wind up being $400, or however much a Wiimote costs these days. What is it, $30? Maybe $30, not $50, whatever it is.
Who knows? Who cares? Not me. So, well, what'd you think of the conference? Like, were you impressed with what you saw? I mean, for me, the only thing that looked remotely interesting was the TV thing. It seemed kind of neat. I mean, even though I'm sure I couldn't use it here without like VPNs. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea how that shit works. But there was like a surprise, and it seemed interesting. It seemed like it could be useful if it worked properly. And I guess the Bayonetta 2 announcement was a pretty big surprise, that that's going to be published by Nintendo and obviously a Wii U exclusive. Some people seemed excited by that, and some people seemed really angry by that.
Now, the first Bayonetta had a lot of homages to classic Sega games. Do you think Bayonetta 2 will have a lot of homages to classic Nintendo games now?
I don't know. By the time I was playing the Space Harrier part, I was hoping the game was over by then. But then it went another 4 hours. I wanted to kill somebody. I don't know.
It's just weird that happened. Like, I don't know. Like, it obviously benefits the developer. I don't know that it benefits Nintendo that much, though. At least not in, like, North America and Europe, I wouldn't think. Like, people liked Bayonetta, but I can't see them, like, being that excited about Bayonetta. They're going to go out and buy a Wii U if that's the only way to play it.
But chances are, if you like Bayonetta, you're probably going to buy a Wii U anyway. Because you probably buy everything.
Probably,
that's
yes.
That's what I feel. But
yeah.
Could be wrong.
It's just a weird game for Nintendo to publish.
Eddie, what were the other, like, big revelations?
Well, there is a version that is bundled with Nintendo Land. I mean, we didn't
know the $350 version.
We didn't know that a week ago, and both of us, me and you, we did predict that. So I think we should pat ourselves on the back.
I was only off by $100.
Well, you were off by
$100. I knew it would come with Nintendo Land. I
think you should pat yourself on the back for guessing the packing game.
I can't do that. I feel like that was sort of obvious.
Okay, fine.
You can pat me on the back.
I will pat you.
Thank you.
You can't pre-order them anywhere, though.
The pre-order is sold out, and Sean MI writes in and asks us to explain why the pre-orders are going so well. And I think that's pretty easy to explain. They're not making that many, right? I mean, Pactor...
It's limited quantities, and you're going to be able to resell them for more than what they're worth at Christmas time.
Right, so that equals sellout because, I mean, really, in America, for like the first several months, they're probably only going to have 300,000, 350,000 around, and that's not a lot. That's very little, and that's, you know, you're going to sell those out on a new console. I mean, the same thing happened with when you know, when all new consoles launch, they only can somehow they can only make like 300,000 or so a month, and they all sell out. You know, unlike the iPhone, where they can make like millions and millions of them when they come out, and I don't know, but somehow they can only squeeze out that number, and that's just not a lot. So that's why they sell out. And the other sort of big surprise was what wasn't mentioned at the conference, and that was the online, the whole online aspect of the Wii U, which initially was a selling point. Nintendo was saying they were hinting that the online was going to be a significant improvement and be very exciting, and it wasn't even barely touched upon at the at this conference. So, and because somebody wrote in, who was it?
Buff Marte.
No, Nabe Shin 186. Oh yeah, he wrote in, yeah, asking about it too. But Nabe Shin 186 wanted to know, like, he says, since the Wii U isn't that attractive to anyone on the CADcast, what would it need for you to buy one? You know, well, one is games that we would be interested in, but two, I think, would be like some sort of exciting, for me anyway, some sort of exciting online interface that would, I don't know.
Really? That would shake it up for
you?
Well,
I'm lonely. I'm very lonely, Wombat.
I was going to say, because that wouldn't do it for me. What would do it for me would be, you know, right now, everything they're showing are games that I've either played already or could play on a console that I don't have to spend another $300 to play it on.
Right.
So it has to be. It's the exclusives. It would have to be great exclusives and lack of Wiimotes. I think they have to phase that out. If they're not going to package it in, then it needs to stop becoming
part of the machine.
Part of the machine.
Yeah, it does seem weird. Like, if that's going to be sort of a necessary thing to have, why is this?
Because there's already 16 million of them out there, which makes sense. I get that. Unless of that 16 million out there, only 5 million of them are Wii Motion Pluses, so 11 million of them won't work with your Wii U.
Do you need me to send you a Wii Motion Plus?
I have one.
Is this what you're saying?
I have one. That's not the point. The point is, why would they do that?
Why would they do that?
Why?
When they know.
These people?
So Buff Marte, as you mentioned, Wombat, said that they hadn't said much about their online strategy for the Wii U, and this thing releases in 2 months. Should we be worried? Yeah, I would say that's not a good sign. It's not a good sign at all. Maybe something went horribly wrong and they had to go back to the drawing board. I heard a rumor that was the case, actually. But that they were expecting somebody else to develop their online infrastructure and something went bad and now they had nothing. They had to go back to the beginning. So I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. But I people keep asking me, am I going to try to get one of these things at launch? And no, like this. I mean, there's nothing to play. Shipwreck will go. That's good. Did you order one already?
I'll try to get one. No, I didn't pre-order one. I'll try to get one though.
Okay, good. So at least somebody here could talk about it. I don't know.
I'll play that Mario game.
Yeah.
I don't
know. If I have to play that Mario game, I'll play it. But all right. What else we got here? What is what's Pushmo?
That's a 3DS downloadable game that came out last year that I've started playing, and it's really good.
Do you push things in it?
It's more pulling, but there is some pushing. I would say you're basically this little guy who's trying to climb to the top of these puzzles that are not, like, I don't know, they have shapes in the puzzle, kind of like Tetris shapes, but it's more complicated than that, and you can only pull them out like three spaces at a time. And so you have to find a way to create a path up to the top of the towers. It's kind of like Catherine without all the sex. So I don't know. I just got around to playing it. It's gives me something to play on the 3DS. Cause I've pretty much played everything else.
Okay. Well, this week, dude, iPhone 5 comes out today. And Matthias Richards writes in and asks if any of us are getting one. And is there any specific reason other than just having a new shiny thing? So Wombat said no, because he just
my wife is getting
got
one.
A phone. Your wife is getting one. Shipwreck said no, right?
My contract isn't up until May.
Till May. My wife is getting one, and hers is ready. it's being delivered on Sunday, and I'm going to get one, and I don't know when it's coming, because I ordered it from the fake Apple store here, like one of those like licensed retailers, but it's not really the Apple store. Don't ask why. I don't know. It's just, it was, we were in the mall that had that, and they said they were taking
the Mac
orders.
Connection.
It's not the Mac connection. It's like, I forgot even what it's called, but it's basically like that. Like, it looks like an Apple store, and it, but it's not an Apple store. But yeah, I don't know why. I'm just getting it because, yeah, it's the shiny new thing. I don't really need one. The phone I have now is great. That's why I don't really care when I get it. It's just, I would like to have the shiny new thing. I use my iPhone a lot, so fuck it. Get it.
Understood.
Yeah. Did you guys, either you guys update to iOS 6?
I sure did.
Is it incredible?
I don't like the new email. That it kind of bothers me a little bit. I don't like how it updates and saves. If I want to mark things unread, they even change that. It's just some of the changes don't quite work for me.
Okay.
It may very well be I'm just very used to the old way, because I use email on my iPhone a lot. Because I, you know, my work email is on there, so, and I have new work emails that I need to respond to on my phone right now. That's what I get for looking at it while we do the show.
Right. I don't use the mail app at all. I use the Gmail app. But okay.
Well, I could use my work Outlook on
here. The thing with the mail map or the mail app I like now is the when you pull it down to refresh, the little refresh icon gets all gooey, like.
Yes.
Like stretches. It's pretty nice.
I like the little wheel on the bottom corner that I only have to push once. Not the flick down and up. That's two motions. My thumb doesn't move twice.
Flick down and up?
Yeah, to refresh. You pull the screen down, and then you release. That's too much motion.
So where's the up?
Okay, so there's no up. It's just down. But I
You have to let go eventually.
Exactly.
You know?
I have to let go. That's moving my thumb up. It's
basically like
that's too,
tapping a button.
No, it's not. It's pulling down.
Dude,
and releasing.
You know what I hate the most is turning on the lights in my house, because I have to flick the switch and then I have to let go of that switch.
That's why my house all knobs.
Clapper, right? But you know what I hate about the clapper is that when you clap,
you have to clap on and clap off.
No, you have to move your hands apart eventually.
Whatever,
I guess
it.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You can just walk around with your hands together.
Whatever, tell me how you use maps. You don't own a car, but you need maps. Explain
this
to me.
Dude, first of all.
Come on, Matt, man. Come on. Geography
Matt Westcott
wins.
Writes in and asks, how bad is the new map apps for iPhone in Japan? I'm led into roads that don't exist. I didn't update yet, so I don't know. But I've read a blog article that compared the Google Map app to the Maps app in Japan, and it just looks horrible. Like major subway stations are not represented on the map. It's a mess. It looks like basically unusable in Japan anyway. You need maps here. Things are confusing. I mean, yeah, I guess you could print out shit and then carry around a piece of paper for you, but this is 2012, you know? You need to, I don't want to carry paper. I want to use my mini computer in my pocket. So I don't know. That's why I'm not that excited about updating. I'm going to wait. Well, it's either I get my new phone or until the Google comes out with their map app. Because now it doesn't even exist, right? It's completely deleted off the phone.
Yeah, it's gone now. They're supposed to. The rumor is that Google is working on a new one. But, you know, I'll believe it when I see it.
I use it a lot because I get lost a lot. It's confusing over here. There's no, like, it's not like in Manhattan where it's a grid and you're like, oh, 57th and 3rd. Like, you can figure out where that is. This one, like, the streets don't even really have names. So, yeah. Shipwreck, what do you think of iOS 6? Anything interesting about it?
Nope. It's pretty much the same. I've got this passbook thing here that I can't do anything with, I guess.
Yeah, I have Facebook. That too. Passbook.
Yeah, Passbook. It's where you keep all your tickets and stuff.
Yeah, I don't have any tickets.
Yeah, neither do I. That's my problem.
I got right. iTunes University.
How's that working out for you? You gonna get your degree or what?
You can download course lessons? I have no idea what it does. And I had
Let's Find Friends. What does that do?
That existed already.
Great.
It's like, so you can stalk your friends if you want, if they want to be stalked. If you want to stalk your friends and decrease your battery life like by 30%, you run that. Sounds good. What about the Facebook integration? You don't even. I just have my Facebook is just whatever I put on Twitter, it automatically goes onto my Facebook page. So I don't know if I'll ever be using that. All right. Now it's time for the CAG bag, I think. Yes, indeed it is. Sean M.I. writes in and asks me, what's worse, Tokyo Game Show or having to go to Hawaii so many times? It's very difficult to. They're both fine. They're both excellent. I'm happy to do either of them. But that was a funny question. Speaking of funny questions, this one just wow. I don't even know. Like, I'm just gonna read it and then you let me know. Duran 603 goes on to say, had I not fallen in love and gotten married, I would not be excited about the Wii U. But the truth is, I'm married. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but my wife neither likes playing games nor watching me play games. Since getting married, I spend much of my time playing the 3DS or Vita with my wife sitting next to me on the couch watching Bravo. This allows me to satisfy my gaming hobby and uphold the spending quality time together clause of our prenup. Now, there's two things that strike me very strange about what he just said. One, that doesn't sound like spending quality time together. That sounds like two people doing different things, just sitting close to each other. And the other thing is, what, you have a prenup?
I think that's a joke. I think the prenup thing is a joke.
Oh, that's a joke.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Yeah, like game master and general manager.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, all right. Well, the spending quality time together, that does not qualify as spending quality time together. That qualifies as proximity. So he goes on to basically say that now he can play console quality games without having to give up the television. Yeah, well, that's the big selling point of the Wii U, is that you don't need to use your television to play console quality games. So
but you
that
do. Like, well, only certain games will work like that. Like, you can't play Zombie U like that.
Right. You could play Batman Arkham City.
Will you be able to play
the
Batman?
Game, can you?
I don't know.
Or maybe you can.
I don't know actually. If you could do that.
You could, the games you'll be able to play are the games that don't take advantage of the gamepad. Like,
right.
In any like unique way. Like, that's what you're going to be able to play on it.
Have they said what games are support that yet?
I don't know. All I know is that our good friend Duran 603, just get a second television and find a new room in your house. That's what my wife and I do. She stays in the bedroom. I stay in the living room.
Because really, what's the difference, exactly. Right? If you're sitting next to each other on the couch and you're both doing two different things, I mean, like, are you holding hands? Well, obviously not if you're playing a game. So you just go to your own, just get a room, basically.
Exactly.
Get a new TV.
Occasionally I go in there, she says, don't touch me. It's, you know, it's a happy marriage. Right. It works.
Don't talk to me. I'm watching
Desperate Housewives of Kardashian, yeah. Whatever it is.
Right. Real Housewives of the Jersey Shore or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Say
anyway.
Yes to the
okay,
dress.
I didn't get right. I didn't get his prenup joke. Sorry. Mac Lashed wants to know if we'd seen the IGN article showing a potential PSN store redesign. I have not, because who cares? That's like the least of the problems, the design of the PlayStation store. The design is fine. It's just like the implementation of downloading and installing games and the ridiculous slowness of downloading shit off of PlayStation Network. That's the problem. And the firmware updates and all that shit. The look of the store, that's fine. I mean, you can find stuff. I mean, I don't know. It's everything else that's the problem. Right? Am I right or am I right?
You are always right, sir.
Thank you. I'm patting myself on the back.
Good job.
And Matt Westcott, writing in again, wants to know if we'll be upgrading our Fitbits to the brand new $99 or the $100 or $60 Fitbits that were just announced. And those, I think is it only the $100 one that syncs to your iPhone via Bluetooth?
No, the $60 one does too.
They both do.
Yeah, the $60 one doesn't keep track of stairs climbed.
Oh, you need that. That's important.
Do I?
Yes.
Because I need to get a new one.
Right. You should just get the $100 one. Don't fuck around. And then you should make me feel jealous.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah. I walked 21,000 steps yesterday.
You're a step monster.
That is 10.7 miles.
That's pretty impressive.
And I climbed 26 floors. Yes. And yet I'm only number 5 on my friends list. Oh, maybe it hasn't updated. So I don't know when this shit updates, but Fitbit's awesome. Buy it. Everybody I've talked to who bought one has lost weight. So buy it. And then join the CAG homies, Fitbit homies. Anyway, I think that's enough show. Don't you agree?
I always agree with everything you say.
Right, especially when it means you can go to bed.
Yeah, I kind of feel like crap, so yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I'd like to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck, and get your web hosting and domain registrations at GoDaddy.com with 10% off any order CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. And Twitch TV, twitch.tv/GBassGamer, and facebook.com/GBassGamer, blah, 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 GBassGamer, GBassGamer, GBassGamer.
MySpace.com/GBassGamer.
Right. Don't forget to dig the podcast. We're number 3 in the video game section. And blah, blah, blah. Thank you for listening. We should do a live CADcast sometime next week on Twitch.
Okay.
Just for fun, like a short one, like, I don't know. Might be fun.
Whatever you want to do.
Jeez, why are you so nice to me? What did you do?
I've been drinking. That's not true, but it was funny.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next week.
We're done.
Buying Christmas presents for my boyfriend is one of the most impossible things ever. Everything I give him, he always wants to return.
Stores are busy. The cashiers are impatient.
Christmas shopping is just about the only thing that wrecks the holiday season.
Catch this. It's Sports Illustrated's most exciting Christmas gift ever, the football phone. Free with a paid subscription to SI.
It's a telephone.
My goodness. It's a telephone inside of a football.
Awesome. It's a phone.
Oh, cool. I would love something like this. Mom, if you're watching, I would love something like this for Christmas.
He's looking for the past.
It's a phone call.
It looks like a football, but works like a regular phone. The football phone plugs into a standard jack and has push-button dialing, on-off ringer, mute button, and automatic redial.
Hello, Colleen. This is fantastic. I'm at the stadium right now. I have a football phone.
Cute.
This has got to be out of her price range, though, something like this.
And the football phone is free.
No way. It's free? Free? That's even better. And I don't have to go shopping for it, I hope. What do I have to do to get this?
Here's the unbelievable catch. The football phone is free if you get Sports Illustrated at their biggest Christmas savings ever. A year subscription at almost 65% off the cover price. You can be billed after the new year, or you can use your credit card today. So call now.
And so you're crazy. Nobody cuts prices before Christmas.
I'll buy it for my father, my brother, and my boyfriend.
You only pay 99 cents an issue, and the subscription includes the NFL, NBA, and baseball previews, the year-end double issue, and the 1991 swimsuit issue.
I would love to have Sports Illustrated for Christmas. I never get anything I want.
Sports Illustrated. I should have thought of that a long time ago.
All I have to do is buy this for all the men in my life, and I wouldn't have any problems at all.
My Christmas worries are over.
I hope she orders that for Christmas for me.
I'd love to have this for Christmas. So, Mom, if you're watching, please, for once.
Don't wait. Call our toll-free number now. Get Sports Illustrated for all your favorite fans at SI's biggest Christmas savings ever. And get the football phone free, plus a gift card.
Get Sports Illustrated for me for Christmas. I want this phone.